poll, plurality of Democrats say drag queen story hour is appropriate for children. By Hannah Blow on November 17, 2022. Most Americans agree that drag queen story hours, which the far left embraces, are not appropriate for children. But a plurality of Democrats approve of the events, a Rasmussen Report survey released Tuesday found. The survey pointed out that some public libraries across the nation host drag queen story hour, describing it as men dressing up as women and putting on a performance for children. How appropriate for children are such events? The survey asked. Most, 60%, overall said it is generally not appropriate for children. And of those, 44% said it is not at all appropriate. Just 11% deemed it very appropriate. Opinions are divided along party lines, as Republicans are fiercely opposed to the events. 79% deem them inappropriate in nature, and 64% of independents agree. However, Democrats remain relatively split, as a plurality, 47%, believe drag queen story hour is at least somewhat appropriate for children. Of those, 19% consider it very appropriate. Just 41% of Democrats believe it is not. There seems to be a consensus on opposing the use of taxpayer funds for drag queen story hour, as 71% said they should not be used for such events. Specifically, 89% of Republicans, 56% of Democrats, and 71% of independents agree. About 1 in 5 Democrats, however, 22%, believe taxpayer funds should be used for drag queen story hour. The survey was taken October 26 to 27, 2022, among 1,000 American adults and has a +3% margin of error. Indeed, there has been an emergence of child-friendly drag shows, parades, and story hours over the last few years nationwide. In August, a Washington Post op-ed page attempted to defend the sexualization of children via these drag queen story hours, contending that there is nothing inherently sexual about defying traditional gender norms. Salon also attempted to defend the gross sexualization of children, concluding that exposing children to drag is a good thing. Viral video and photos that have continued to surface over the course of the past few years would suggest otherwise. The survey comes on the heels of Philadelphia parents dealing with a notification from school officials, alerting them of an upcoming drag queen story hour for their first graders. As Breitbart News reported, parents were sent a notification telling them their first graders were to be subjected to grown men in dresses reading them stories at Albert M. Greenfield School. Your child's classroom will be participating in the drag queen story hour. An email sent to parents read. The drag program seeks to expose children to books with style, flair, and creativity, through reading stories about love, diversity, and acceptance. The far-left support of these events comes as no surprise, given the fact that Democrats, the Young Democrats of Illinois, for instance, have fundraised off of drag shows. During his 2024 campaign announcement on Tuesday, former President Donald Trump said President Biden is committed to indoctrinating our children and emphasized that the gender insanity must be put to an end.